views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
All you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and dang sexy people. Well, I'm coming to you today from Detroit, Michigan, here for a sci-fi convention, having a really good time, and being very challenged. So I want to start, which is not anywhere where I thought I was going to start today, by all these challenges again that I had with the computer. And the internet going down and having to refresh and just, you know, all kinds of, and when I go to mechanical, I get a no, but when I go to technical, well, they're saying not even that. Neuro is the highest word. So our neural connections, are the highest place that we're going. So this is a metaphor. This is stuff happening to come forward. Oh, my gosh. All right, I got it. So it's the neural connectors within us around the fear of being left behind, because that is what I wanted to talk about.
neural
reconnect. Okay, we need to begin the show by reconnecting. This is the highest understanding, highest information, yes. Start the show by reconnecting, directing the reconnection of our neural transmitters around the fear of being left behind. So we are claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am. Divine love around all of this. Now, gosh, I don't even know where to start. This fear of being left behind started with someone close to me in my family that I was helping, and they went through kind of it's a pattern of I have it, I don't have it, I have it, I've lost it, I have it, it's gone away again. I know you know the pattern that I'm talking about. And what the real underlying fear around the trauma of this falling out again in the pattern was this fear of being left behind. It's going to be too late. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm going to be left behind. And then in my hotel room last night, which is usually where I catch up on movies that I really wanted to see and didn't have time, I decided in my infinite wisdom to watch Still Alice because, as you know, Julianne Moore won the Academy Award for that, and I wanted to see her performance. Well, Still Alice is all about Alzheimer's and early onset Alzheimer's, which really touches on my one of my biggest fears, which is being left behind when I'm older, either mentally, physically, right? But don't we all have the fear of being left behind? So it created quite an amazing emotional reaction within me. And when I I allow myself to feel the emotion and go into it, and then I bring myself back into balance and I do the work. And I wanted to know, because I get that all energy is in fear of being left behind. And they took me to the Wizard of Oz, which is all about going home. And they explained to me that all the characters that Dorothy meets are different aspects of energy. You know, the courage and the heart and all those, the Tin Man and the Lion, and, you know, they're all different metaphors for energetic, neural, gosh, all this is coming in right as I'm talking to you guys, so I'm waiting for the words. Energetic neural transmitters. Transmitters is the highest word, yes. And then they took me to E.T. And E.T. was all about getting home, right? And when I put it all together from their information, what we ended up with was when we get what we want, we experience being home. We experience not being left behind, right? So to allow yourself to be home, to allow yourself to get what you want, create what you want, these are the things that have to be in alignment. We've got to be in trust. We have to be in trust that we are being taken care of and that all is in alignment. Now, of course, who decides that and directs that is us. So we're coming forward right now to claim and direct that we are allowing ourselves and directing ourselves to be in trust with ourselves and with all other energy, and the trust that our energy is always taken care of, to live in peace and to keep creating. And they wanted to remind us that we create all of that because we are each our individual own creators. We create the universe response. The universe will respond with love and non-judgment to anything that you choose to create. And the last thing they want us to invoke is our innocence, to really go within and get a hold of that place of innocence within us where we know as a child, no matter what happened to us, if we're here, somehow we've been taken care of and guided and not left behind. So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around all of this from an open heart. Go to your love place, everybody. I am divine love. And so it is. So we're all directing, which is commanding, that we receive the highest information, the highest knowledge, with the highest understanding of everything in this next hour. We demand that anything that's been hiding out to keep us from our highest truth must be delivered to us now. We are leaving this show with our newfound freedom. I am divine love around all of that. So it is. Okay, so I can go to the callers? I can go to the callers. Okay. All right, here we go. We're going to start with Mary. Hi, darling.
Hello, Dee. I just wanted to say I am divine love, and that was a great show, absolutely fabulous show, on Jennifer McLean that you had 2 weeks ago.
Oh, thank you so much.
That was great. And I just wanted to ask, I feel that I'm going to be getting my breakthrough soon, and can you just let me know if I'm on the right path?
You're absolutely on the right path, and you've gotten more on the right path since you've decided to accept your own responsibility.
Okay.
So does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, because, guys, what they want you to understand is there really isn't a right path.
Okay.
Any path can be the right path.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose it, and if you're committed to it.
Yes, okay.
So, Mary, what path do you want to be on?
Oh, the path that you mentioned, joy, peace, love, creating what you mentioned on Jennifer's show, constantly creating, and you mentioned I am creating now and whatever it is that you'd want.
Yes, and that's the biggest thing to keep you and all of us on our paths is to really understand that I am the creation of everything in every moment. So what they want to explain to everybody and clarify is that waiting, and I think I spoke about this on Jennifer's too, waiting for the guides or the angels or God to send it to you or make it clear to you what you're supposed to be doing, that energy is waiting for you to tell it. And then it can work together. Now, if you're very clear, sometimes people use the words, all right, God, show me what I'm supposed to do. Show me my purpose. Right? That can be a direction to your own energy, since you're the God of you, to show you what your purpose is so that your subconscious unleashes that to you. Or that you go, okay, show me what it is. I'm committed to following my path, and this is where I want to go. So you haven't quite decided that, Mary. What is it that you want to do to create this freedom and this joy and this trust and everything? Well,
that's a good question.
Okay, I don't know what's going on, but we're getting a lot here. Mary?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, can you stop doing whatever you're doing, darling?
Okay.
Because we're getting a lot of noise.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Just get everything calm and settled down. What is it that you have chosen that you want to create this love and joy in?
I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Well, we're just getting a lot of noise. Somebody's shuffling stuff and chopping stuff. So I will try and come back to you, and you have the answer for me, okay, when it's quiet, about where you really want to go. All righty, guys, you know, get off your speakerphones and everything and get it quiet if you're going to come on the air. Karen in Toronto. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Hi, Dee. Love you. Thank you for taking
my
call.
I love you too, baby. You bet. What's up?
I'm wondering, I had to take a step back with my situation with my son and his new lady. And am I doing the right thing? Because I've got grandchildren involved.
Well, like I tell most of you, within the question is the answer. So if you're doubting that you're doing the right thing, which you are, or you wouldn't ask that, then for you, you're not. Again, there's not a right or wrong. We make things right or wrong through our perspective. So am I understanding that you had to take some tough love with your son and to help him be more responsible on his own?
Yes.
Okay.
He has post-traumatic stress. But he's allowing the new lady to use that to, instead of embrace love, to judge and attack me when I show up in love. So I had to say to him, I love you both. I'm here to show up for the kids, but I have to, because when I do, they use the judgment that we're not showing up without judgment, but we're all trying to show up in love the only way we know how. We just don't know the rules.
Okay, so in other words, you feel that he's using your goodwill to take advantage of you.
No, I feel that when I show up in love, he allows her to attack me based on information from the past and disregard. He was a little boy that got hurt, and I spent my adult life trying to make up for all that he got hurt with. But he got triggered because of this affair. And now I'm trying to show up in love, but she's using the past to attack me because she was part of his healing, which I wasn't allowed to be a part of. And he's letting it happen.
He can't help it. He is letting it, but he literally can't help it. So I want to go away from them and see what the channel has to say for you to bring you back into peace. First of all, you are absolutely correct that we cannot ever let another energy take advantage of us or disrespect us. I want the highest things to bring her back into alignment, because right now you're kind of in reaction. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, honey.
Notebook.
Okay, and the Notebook is a love story, right?
Right.
A love story about what? What's the message from the Notebook?
He dies with her. She gets Alzheimer's. He tries to remind her, bring her back to who she was, and then they died together.
Yeah. So that's a pretty good analogy of what's going on here. You can't bring him back. He's got to bring himself back. And,
okay.
You know, otherwise you die together. You keep the same, this is the highest understanding, yes. You keep the same pattern going of, I wasn't there for you, I hate you for not being there for me, but here I am for you now, but you weren't there for me then.
Right.
Okay. So somebody, and they want you to know that you're correct in the fact that somebody has got to break this cycle. The second thing they want to know is, what outcome do you want?
I want to have a loving relationship with him, his new lady, if it's who he loves, and the children involved.
Okay.
And feel safe.
And feel safe?
Yes.
From him or them or?
Them.
Safe?
Them.
Okay. But, you see, again, and I'm going to keep hammering this principle till we all get it, you have to feel safe within yourself before that can happen.
Exactly, and
that's
why I finally sent a boundary, because I said, I love you, but I have to love me now and step back until I can feel okay.
Yes, but more than that, you just have to go, no matter what they do, I'm safe. No matter what they say, I'm safe. What does it feel like to be safe? You want to keep taking yourself back to that, because the more you balance that energy, the more they're able to shift, because they've got to deal with that energy. Do you understand?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay, hold on. Something else? Is anything? No. So, basically, yes, you're on the right track, and they want to encourage you to always, always, always go back to yourself. What do I need to heal in myself? What do I need to bring into alignment within myself? And, the more you do that, then the more you are given or you create for yourself very distinct passages around what you have to do. Guidelines.
Beautiful. Yeah, because I go back into feeling guilty that he got hurt as a little boy. Because as a mom, you never want that.
Let me tell you something, Karen. There's not a person who has ever listened to this show that was not hurt when they were little. Were you hurt when you were little?
Yes.
Okay. I sure as hell was hurt when I was little. You guys know my story.
Yeah.
My daughter, I gave my daughter everything. I couldn't keep her father from dying on her. She was hurt when she was little. Guys, you know, it's the heaven that you all are all looking for is to be able to take the hurt, accept it, and then learn from it and redirect it instead of keep using it. You see, he wants to keep using it in some way. So his lesson and your lesson and the lesson for all of us here is that we can't keep losing the hurt, using the hurt, because if we keep using the hurt, we get left behind and we get to focus wow. even more on our fear of being left behind. Do you understand?
Wow, huge. That's huge.
Huge. I was waiting for it to all come together.
Well, in her story, I see a little girl that got very deeply hurt. I also, as a little girl, got very deeply hurt and could write the book on that. I've been through abuse and rape, and I've used it to learn and empower myself and show up in love in spite of what's been said to me. Whereas when I show up in love in spite of all that, she takes that as a door open to use her hurt to attack me, and I keep trying to show her, and I think I'm one person in her life, to show her that in spite of all that, we can still show up in love, because I see the little girl that got hurt. But
absolutely. But don't try to change her.
No, you're
just
right.
Just love her. You see, you're trying to change her. She's got to change herself. You can just love her in that process, okay?
Thank you, Dee. I love you. That was powerful.
I love you too, May. Yeah, that was great. Stop for all that. Of us.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Wow. I hope everybody followed that. Let go of your story, you know. We keep talking about our story. Let go of it, everybody. I'm going to Jennifer in Indianapolis. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
What's up?
My question is, I listened, I was on the webinar this week, which was great. And
wasn't it awesome?
It was awesome. And I actually have gone back to try to re-listen to it, and I'm going to listen to it again today because you miss a lot.
She's talking about the webinar on violence in America and the world that we just had, and the information that came through for all of us personally around how we're perpetrating that just blew my mind. So what's your question, Joan?
Well, what it brought up for me was I have a tendency to wake up in the morning angry, and I usually can get myself out of it and get on to a happy day, but I wake up angry, and I'm trying to figure out why.
Have we worked on this before?
I don't think so. It's something that I've realized about myself. I wake up and I'll just have this anger issue, and then I'm like, no, I'm not. That's not where I'm going, and I'll try to redirect it, and the day's fine. But it just amazes me that I wake up that way.
Isn't it amazing to everybody that she can wake up that way and redirect it and everything's fine? All right, so let's get to the bottom of what you want is to wake up happy.
I want to wake up happy. Absolutely.
Okay. So, there's one thing you have to get in alignment around doing this. Oh, do you take a sleep aid?
No. No meds whatsoever. So that's why, and usually at night I even say at night, I'm going to wake up happy, it's going to be a great day.
They want to look at your definition of happiness. This is the highest place we're going. Sheet, book, song. Give me a movie.
The thing that keeps popping in my head is Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which I don't even know why.
Okay, well, Fast Times at Ridgemont High is all about drugs.
Okay.
And the first thing that they said to me was medication, because, and I'm not a doctor, but I discovered when I was going through a kind of a traumatic situation, and they put me on Ambien. And I would find that I got increasingly angry. And I was on a very low dose of Ambien, but I would get increasingly angrier during the days, and my body started hurting. And it was all from the Ambien. So there's something within your physicality. This is a physical thing. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
I'm not a doctor, but we're going to follow the breadcrumbs here. This is a physical thing. That's the highest word. I swear to God, they're saying your melatonin gets screwed up at night.
Interesting.
All right, so well, first of all, let's just do the work. So this is for all of us. Wow, melatonin helps you feel peaceful and zone out a little bit. a lot of times people take melatonin to sleep well. They're not suggesting that. They want us to direct the balance. Balance isn't the highest word. I don't understand that. What's the highest word? Love. Okay. Not divine love, but we're balancing. Good gosh. Here's the words. We're balancing the balance of love within our neural transmitters. Why this affects the subject that I was talking about, what it has to do with it, is, oh, this is blowing my mind. I'm receiving the highest information, the highest knowledge, highest understanding, is because when we go to sleep at night, part of us that knows we have to leave the other part behind.
Wow.
And so, and unless we're very conscious that we're consciously choosing to leave the other side or part of us behind so that it can rest and recuperate, there's a fear that comes up during the night. And what they're showing me is when Gabrielle was born, I got what the doctors call the mother's ear. And every time I would hear a sound, I mean literally a paper could rustle or anything, and I would sit straight up in bed at full attention because I was listening in my sleep for whether she needed me or not.
In a way, I do that.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's a good affirmation about why they wanted me to bring that up and show me that. And that is a good indication that your melatonin is off balance. Now, again, I'm not a doctor. Now they're saying, now that we have an understanding of that, we want to direct it again, the balance of love within our balance of melatonin. Holy heck. All right, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. Now, that being said, Jennifer, they're saying you might consider melatonin before you go to sleep.
Okay.
To see if it, if you have a homeopath or if you know how to test it yourself. I'm getting two, but when I say that means two capsules, or two pills, or I get a no. So maybe it's, again, I'm not a doctor, so I hate to prescribe anything here. Look in within yourself, talk to your naturopath or whomever you work with. Melatonin really can't hurt you as far as I know, but do your own research, do your own due diligence, and that's going to help you even this out. But at the bottom of all of it is this fear of being left behind. And so we're waking up in the middle of the night going, what's going on? You know, and is everything okay? And waiting for the other shoe to drop, which we've talked about in other shows also. Okay?
Absolutely.
We've got absolutely everything. Yes. So will you please either email or let me know?
Yeah, I will.
It helps me so much, guys, and it helps the work for us to know, you know, that the information we get. I mean, I get so many emails about, my gosh, my migraines are totally gone and stuff like that. But it really helps if you come on the show when we've worked on something like this and let people know that the information was correct, you know?
I will do it. And I've taken melatonin before when I travel for jet lag, if you travel to another country.
Does it
and
help you wake up happier?
Well, I mean, I'm in another country and having fun, so I'm probably a little happier anyway. But, you know, I didn't really pay attention to it, I guess.
I want to connect this with our other callers. You said that with a smile on your face, almost as an aside, But I want to go back to the lesson, guys, that you have to choose to be happy for no reason.
Yeah.
So when you go to sleep tonight, choose to be as happy as you are on vacation.
Love it. Okay.
Okay, Jennifer. Thanks, honey.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I have to tell everybody, too, and I've mentioned this, I think, last week. The work's changing. There's a big change afoot. I don't know if you all can feel it, but I can feel it big time. There's definitely going to be a change in this work about how we do it, about how we perceive it. So I feel kind of today like we're in between two dimensions. It's kind of weird, the feeling that I have. So let's go to Susan, because, you know, the more people we talk to, the more discernment we get. Hi, sweetheart. Susan, Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hey, Dee. Yeah, I also want to say thank you for the Violence in America webinar. That was fantastic. I was also thinking I'd try and re-listen to that this week, because I just feel that, at least for me, I know I've been working on for a while the sense of it's okay to be happy and joyful even when you see others may not have that, right? And so it's just really getting clear that you help them by helping yourself and working from that perspective. And
if we want the world happier, if we want everybody fed, if we want everybody healthier, right, then we test those things within ourselves, and that helps create the balance within the collective so that the world can find that. So go on, please.
Yeah. The thing that I came away with that I wanted to call in today about was the sense of enough, that there is enough, because I think that's a really big piece of what's driving a lot of fear in the world. Is there enough food? Is there enough water? Is there enough environmental resources? And is there enough money? Is there, you know, all of that? And when I was thinking about that, what I got to was, well, of course then, Susan, then what's your sense of enoughness? And are you enough? And do you have enough? And, oh, no, I just kind of wanted to bring that on and see what you had with that.
I have a Post-it by the side of my bed, Susan, that says, I am enough. It's been up there for months.
Yeah.
Because if we don't know that we're enough, guys, if you don't know that you're enough, that you're enough creating force within yourself, for yourself, then you sure as heck are going to have a fear of being left behind. And that will permeate into the collective consciousness. You know, isn't that really back to the violence webinar, which everybody can order, you know, still, by the way. Isn't the core of terrorism, oh, my God, they're going to take over, we're going to be left behind. We're not going to have our country, our freedom, right? And certainly that means we won't have enough because we'll have to give ourselves up. But so, you know, everybody can start right where you are right this very minute. And they're saying that actually, now this is interesting, that actually is why I'm feeling a little off and weird, because I don't know I'm enough to go into this next huge opening of the healing work that I'm asking myself to go into. So let's all come together, because you know this community, how powerful we are, that we are coming together to claim, direct, demand, that we absolutely know that we are enough to embrace and expand into the highest understanding of creation and everything that's possible. And everything is possible. That's our clear direction. That's our commitment. I'm enough to do that, and so it is. my God, I can feel the whole, I don't know if you felt the energy shift, but I felt a huge energy shift within me. So that's the gift that you called to bring in, Susan, is this enoughness. And I happened to say a line through the channel on Jennifer's show that I want to take time to repeat here, that what you want and what you believe must be aligned. Let me say it again. What you want and what you believe must be in alignment to create the physical manifestation of it, or the energetic feeling of it, or the knowing of it. So I want peace. All my beliefs around peace have to be aligned with the peace that I want. If we want to be enough, then we have to be in alignment in our belief system. Yes, I am enough. I'm committed to be enough. I know I am enough. I go to my love place, and that's what it feels like to be enough. And when I'm enough, my enoughness spills out into the collective consciousness. And since we're all one energy, affects it. So did I answer your question, Susan?
Yeah, absolutely. The only thing I keep coming back to my mind is I'm thinking about this NPR show I heard this morning about how the coral reefs are in pretty bad shape, and whether or not they're all going to bleach, and this year is probably going to be the worst that it's ever seen, and you know that kind of thing. I'm also looking at that as the tie-in to energetically saying, okay, I want to focus on what I want or what I can do energetically to help in that regard as well. When we hear what's going on right now in the world like that, and so
Susan, there, and that's the I'm enough. Know that you're enough. Know that the world's enough. Know that you're taken care of, and the world is always taken care of. There is no more violence, no more suffering, no more bad stuff going on than there ever has been. The focus that all of our internet is creating on all of this is doing as much damage as it is good, because it's getting people to focus on it instead of holding the balance for it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are drawn to listen to these things and be informed about these things, I'm asking all of you to be responsible enough to do your work around them and not go into the fear of them, because then you are creating more of what you don't want, okay? If a little baby is crying hysterically in the crib and you stand outside the crib and go, oh, my God, look at that baby cry. Oh, my God, he's in so much pain. He's just, oh, God, he's just suffering so much. That doesn't help that kid one damn bit, does it?
No. Right,
okay.
No, of course not.
Well, a child and a coral reef are the same energy.
Yeah, okay.
Got it?
Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
So pick it up and love it and send it love and caress it and respect it and hold it sacred. That's when the baby knows it's love. That's when the world knows it's love. And when you do that with yourself, that's when you know you're loved. Thanks, darling, for calling in.
Thank you, Dee.
Well, I'll tell you, these shows blow. You guys blow my mind. I blow my mind. Catherine, San Francisco, you're on.
Hi, hello, Dee.
Hello, darling. What's up?
Well, I just moved here, and I have got some jobs lined up, but I'm not getting the work. I'm not getting called for hours. So I'm just thinking, do I need to keep finding more jobs or different jobs, or the ones I have or will come through with work?
Okay. Catherine, they're saying you don't want the highest answer. So can
How?
You direct yourself to really want the highest answer and the truth around this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, there you go. Good job. Pendulum just swung the other way. Sheets, book, song, give me a movie. Catherine, give me a movie, any movie.
Oh, I was thinking about Muriel's Wedding.
Muriel's Wedding, what's it about to you?
It was funny, and it was about a woman, I guess, coming into herself.
Yeah, keep going.
And I don't know. It was, she had a happy ending.
Okay, coming into herself. That's what you have to shift. You have to say, I'm already there. I'm not trying to make this change. I'm not, you know, trying to get a job. I'm not. Guys, as long as you're trying to do something or you're seeing it in the future, that's where it's got to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So they want you to know, I have come into my own. Can you claim
mm-hmm.
that? Okay, and now we're going to a core belief. Turn on this page here. Here, nine. Okay. As it's written, it's, you don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. Okay, they don't like all those words. They don't like time. Why do you feel disrespected by these people or not good enough? You've put your applications in, but there's a part of you that is doubting whether you're good enough to create these jobs. Do you know what part that is?
No, I think it's something from the past. I mean, something from...
Yes, almost everything is. So what would that be?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have a specific thing that happened in my childhood or anything that comes to mind.
Well, it started around 2 years old.
Okay.
So anything come up around two about your family disrespecting you?
When I was two, I don't know.
Well, guys, you know, if your parents get divorced, the child will be
responsible. Oh, yeah, no.
So nothing coming up?
No.
Okay. So where's the highest place she feels disrespected and therefore disrespects herself? Give me a song, any song.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Okay. You... Well, trust is the highest word. You don't trust that you are on the right road. You're not trusting that you created this path, and now you just have to follow it. You have to allow all the stuff to fall in. And interestingly enough, you see, Dorothy, even though she was in a foreign land, was always taken care of.
Right.
She always met somebody. That even though she had to go through some learning and some fear and some stuff, she was always on the right path. You're not trusting that you are. So when I say these jobs are the right path, I get a no, and that's what you have to bring into alignment. We had to follow a few breadcrumbs there.
Okay.
But you have to get into alignment. If they're not the jobs that you want, and not the jobs that you're choosing to create, then you've got to choose to create the jobs that you want. Do you understand?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. To go
okay.
for the target, to hit the target in the center, to go for the...
Well, yes, and if you have put your paperwork in for these jobs, you've got to say, by God, these are the jobs I want. This is
mm-hmm.
the path. This is
right.
what I'm doing. And commit to that. And that's what's been out of alignment. You've just been kind of, well, I need a job. And
right.
I'm not sure it's this job, but I'll put my... You can feel the difference, and I can even hear the difference in the vibration of your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, because I understand when you move, you want something quickly to get started. So, but
yeah,
I understand.
No. You want something quickly that's your ultimate creation.
That's true. Yeah, that's much better.
Okay. Okay. And that's for all of us. Don't look at creation as getting by. Ask for everything you want, guys. Ask for everything you want. You've been taught all your life, and maybe that's what it's about at 2 years old. You've been taught all your life not to ask for everything you want. Does that resonate a little bit more, Catherine?
Yeah, probably, to just accept what comes.
Yeah, no. Create what you want. And that means ask for everything you want and then be happy with everything you have while you're creating more. You've got to acknowledge and be in gratitude for everything that you have.
Right. Yeah, things have done well. I think I've done a lot. I think I've done a lot in 2 months, so I acknowledge that.
You bet. You bet. And then really claim that you're creating the job, the ultimate job that you want, and you're creating it right now. Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love, and so it is. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Again, guys, if you stay awake, if you listen to this, we're covering everything for everybody. Okay, we're going to Joanna in Indianapolis. Joanna, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what can we do for you today?
Oh, well, right now I am on my way to Denver and making a move. I just had the best send-off I could have had last night, and it made me realize how much love and support I'm leaving behind at home. And it makes me very, very anxious.
Okay, so that's everything this show has been about. So,
yeah, and I'm trying
not
to
only,
focus
you know,
on,
if you, okay, hold
sorry,
on a minute.
I'm trying to, okay.
Let me talk for a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you've got the other side of the coin. You're in fear of leaving them behind. And in your fear of leaving them behind, it's making you anxious that you're going to get left behind.
Right, because I just had a lot of very good support, a lot of passion and whatnot come up, and it kind of sucks that I'm leaving it.
But
I know that what I'm doing is
it.
Right.
Joanna,
well,
don't have to leave it. You don't have to leave it, honey. You take it with you. Take that energy with you. And say, I'm committed to creating even more of this wonderful support and love wherever I'm going. It's within me. I carry it with me. And I'm committed to creating it everywhere else I go, anywhere I go.
Guys,
again, you understand everything that you want is within you. You've got to find it within you and then decide to create it in the world of you.
Right, and that's what I'm just kind of scared of is finding my new home feeling there, because I had just found it back in Indianapolis, and now it's just like I have a lot of pressure to get a very well-paying job so that I can actually, you know, live without struggling, and I'm trying to consciously create that and also find the people to support the pathway that I know I need to be on.
Joanna, you're not going to create any of that while you allow yourself to live in anxiousness and fear. It will actually push it away. So that's why I'm saying to you, go back to the knowing of the support that you know you have. If you created it there, you can create it anywhere because it's within you. So there's nothing to be anxious about unless you leave yourself behind by continuing to be in fear. Do you understand?
Yeah. I guess my heart's just kind of sad that it felt like it found something, and then it's just like, oh, nope, you got to leave anyway. Hopeless romantic.
But, sweetheart, you do not ever have to leave love. You do not ever have to leave joy. You do not ever have to leave feeling supported in this world, ever. Because you create that knowingness within you. So know that you've got it. Know that you're creating it now. See it all in place before you even get there. See what you want to be in place, and it will manifest for you.
And that's another thing. My head is kind of in two or three different places. I had this organic tour guide position lined up, but it turns out that's going to be an hour away from where I'm settling. I want to work in a metaphysical store so that I can continue to be the spiritual person that I am, and I also want to study subconscious therapy. So I have a lot that I want to do. I just don't even know where to start, and I feel like my brain is in different places, and I don't know. So I was kind of hoping for a little guidance from the channel on that directive.
Well, but you guys know all the answers, so integrate yourself, Joanna. Your words were, I'm all scattered, and my brain's in a million different places, so integrate yourself. Integrate yourself and go, first of all, you don't have to work in a metaphysical store to be spiritual.
Oh, of course not. No, it's just a good environment that I quite enjoy. I love being around crystals, and I love being able to help people with their little questions, and it's a very positive environment to me, and I really would like to be around that while I study subconscious therapy.
Okay, then create that. But you think you have to make one choice or another. And if you think that you can't have all choices, again, going back to our other callers, you've got to know that if you want everything, you've got to create everything. You've got to ask for everything, and ask means claim or demand.
So
write down everything you want and go, okay, I already have it.
All right. So are you getting that there's anything blocking me right now from creating this, or am I wide open?
You guys, you're always wide open. Anything that's ever blocking you is you. So
right.
If you sit down and you write out everything you want, and you go to your love place and you feel the love, and you take that love and you look at that list and go, wow, everything on that list feels like this. And come on in, universe, every bit of energy in this universe, and create this with me. It's already done.
Right.
If you keep it that simple, but you get into, you know, this head thing of, oh, I'm supposed to be anxious and I'm supposed to be afraid because I'm going off into the unknown. Well, the unknown is a great perspective, because the unknown, you can create anything. And
for sure.
So it is. All right, baby,
yeah.
You can do this. You keep focused. You can do this, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you, too.
My gosh, I cannot believe that we're already out of time. Unbelievable. Okay, if you didn't listen to The Violence in America, it goes way beyond that subject. If I were you and you're so-called, I would get that and listen to it. It'll open you and your perspectives up in a lot of ways. And remember, the claim for this week, if we need one, is I'm enough. I am enough. And I am always moving forward with all energy into my freedom. And so it is. Till we meet again, my beautiful, fabulous, magnificent, powerful people. Love yourself, and love yourself more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.